This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop. Experts say there's a model for Texas to follow on how to reduce maternal deaths in the state. California found a way to reduce its rate by half in just a few years. But even though California's rate is drastically lower these days, it didn't solve one huge problem, the race gap. Black women are up to 4 times more likely to die while pregnant or after giving birth. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports.
Maddie Oden lives in Oakland, California. About 17 years ago, her daughter, Tasha Oden French, was pregnant with her first child. She was 32 years old.
She was African American. She had just gotten her PhD. She was getting ready to go into medical school, actually. She had been a vegetarian for way over 15 years. She was totally healthy. The baby was totally healthy.
But Tasha was about 10 days overdue. And Oden says Tasha's doctors wanted to induce labor.
She didn't want to be induced. She wanted a natural birth. And they put a lot of pressure on her, specifically saying, well, you don't want to go home with a dead baby, do you?
Eventually, Tasha was given a drug used to induce labor.
And 10 hours after they gave it to her, she was dead and the baby was dead. And so I decided that I was going to focus on, you know, getting the drug out of the toolbox of induction.
Maddie Oden does that work now through a foundation she created with her daughter's name. Oden also became a doula and works predominantly with Black women. She says she sees what happened to her Black daughter happen to a lot of her clients.
It's a very common type of attitude, disrespect, you know, total disregard for what the mom wants. They want you to do what they want you to do.
Oden says this is all rooted in racism, which of course makes these problems facing Black mothers really hard to fix. Oden says even though California has cut its overall maternal mortality rate in half,
there's still a tremendous amount of work to be done, even in California. And then again, quite frankly, it depends on who you are and how dark your skin is.
Nationwide, Black women are about 4 times more likely to die while pregnant or shortly after giving birth. In Texas, Black women make up 11% of all births in the state, but they accounted for almost 30% of all maternal deaths. And even though California was able to successfully bring down its maternal death rate, that gap between Black women and white women remained.
In California, our African American rate fell similarly to our overall rate, fell in half. But at the end of the day, it was still 3 times higher.
That's Elliot Main with the California Maternal Quality Care Collaborative. He's based at Stanford University and has been largely credited with leading the effort that brought down the maternal mortality rates in California. He says the disparity between deaths among Black and white women is not just alarming and hard to fix, it's also a unique problem.
That is the biggest racial disparity among any public health measure. You know, we pay attention to infant mortality, we look at prematurity rates, we look at cancer deaths. Those are all higher in African Americans in general.
Those rates, Maine says, are 1.5 to 2 times higher among Black people. Maternal mortality is 3 to 4 times higher. And in New York City, for example, it's up to 12 times higher.
And this is a disgrace and a national imperative that we really have to address that.
Maine says California is starting some pilot programs aimed at closing the gap. And it's going to be tough. Advocates who pay a lot of attention to this issue say this isn't about specific health issues like hypertension. It's about a much thornier issue, racism.
This is mostly my bag.
This is Darlene Turner. She lives here in Austin. She's a physician's assistant turned doula. She showed me the bag she takes to hospitals and birthing centers when her clients go into labor.
I have, you know, the patient's chart, or, you know, notes for whatever. I have the ball pump, a towel, a spare shirt, because sometimes stuff splatters.
The ball she mentioned is this yoga ball that women can lean on or lean against or bounce on while they're in labor. Turner says it helps. She got interested in being a doula, particularly for Black women, several years ago. It all started with her own tough pregnancy.
You know, we had some spotting, we had cramping, we had, you know, I'd lost one before her. We had so many different things going on.
Then Turner says she went into labor with her daughter early, and that presented another set of problems because Turner recently had uterine surgery.
So I was at great risk for uterine rupture, so we were playing beat the baby to get the baby out.
Turner says giving birth was an overwhelming experience. She says she felt bad for her husband, who had no idea what was going on.
And he was just standing there watching this just cacophony of instruments being thrown, baby being whisked away, wife throwing up and being gassed because I was just like kind of crazed, and there was no one there.
Turner became a doula because she wants to be in the room helping people through deliveries, particularly Black mothers like her.
You know, now doing doula work, it's interesting sometimes the things that I will sometimes hear come out of healthcare providers' mouth, and I'll turn like, did you really say that to her? And then it's kind of like, oh, but because I think when I turn, then it's like, ooh, wait, you know.
And then sometimes medical professionals don't really listen to Black women, she says. Turner tells me about a client she had who was pregnant with twins. She was feeling bad a lot throughout her pregnancy. In fact, she went to the emergency room 22 times.
Who goes to the ER 22 times? After two or three, you admit her and like, why are you here again?
But the hospital didn't admit her. Each time, she says, they sent her home and said,
you're just, you know, you're having twins. You're just being, you know, alarmist, whatever, whatever. And she died.
Turner says if Texas wants to do something about maternal mortality among Black women, it's going to take a shift in how the medical community treats Black women. Because Turner says it's going to be hard to fix the small things without that shift.
I mean, it's not that hard. Treat people kindly. I mean, that's the bottom line. Treat people kindly.
Unlike most of what we have to learn from California's success in decreasing maternal mortality, there's no framework on how to make these changes. I mean, how do you get rid of racism in medicine if we haven't figured out how to get rid of it in practically any other sphere of society? Maddie Oden back in California says to prevent another woman like her daughter from dying, it's essential.
The disparities exist and will continue to exist until racism in the medical institution, along with the other institutions in this country, is, you know, significantly addressed and reversed, which is not going to happen tomorrow.
So far, Texas's Maternal Mortality Task Force doesn't have specific recommendations on how to close the racial gap in the state. However, according to the group's most recent report, a good place to look is hospitals. Researchers found that Black women were twice as likely to die following a pregnancy-related hospital stay. The task force's next report is expected this summer. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.